when it comes to online businesses, business planning can often be forgotten or half-assed. There's so many different methods to help you plan, launch, and grow your business. Believe me, I have tried them all. We start filling out our forms and jazzy printables only to come up against a topic or question we don't understand or that doesn't seem relevant to our business, and then boom, demotivation sets in and we stop. I've got a lot of business owner friends, acquaintances and clients, and you know what a lot of us solopreneur types have in common? It's that we spend a lot of time in our heads. So let's be honest, are there aspects of your business that only you know? These can be tiny or sometimes huge parts of the plan that you've mulled over for hours and hours that keep you locked up in your overworked and sometimes overwhelmed brain. Yep, I was like that too. But I value and believe in the planning process, especially when it comes to building a solid foundation for your online business. And that is why business planning is my number one business building block. What is a business building block, I hear you ask? Well, business building blocks are my three simple strategies to help new entrepreneurs make sure that all their bases are covered, their foundations are secure and stable, and that when they start building their business, they know that the ground they're building on is well prepared and ready for them to grow upwards. I've chosen just three building blocks because it can be totally overwhelming in the early days, but they are three that I feel will greatly benefit any business, and I'm speaking from experience. If you don't know me, my name is Kerry Gillett. I am a partner in a traditional catering business called That Fish Guy, and I founded the Welsh Mum Meetup website and blogzine This Welsh Mother. I've just launched what they call on the internet a personal brand. I am a business coach by trade and spent my pre-business life doing many things, actually. I trained to become a nurse, I worked as airline cabin crew, became a voiceover artist, and worked in national radio reading the travel news. I was definitely all about those jams. I couldn't resist, sorry. I've been obsessed with internet business for about 8 years now, and I truly, truly believe that we all have the power to run our own successful businesses. And that is where this journey begins. Mine, because this will be the third business I'm running, the start of the podcast, the first video, and blog post, the first chance for you to sign up to my email list or join my free group. But it's also could be the start of your journey, maybe the start of your business idea, or for you to start to give yourself permission to dream, to try, and to go for it. So maybe you found this podcast because your business isn't going the way you thought it would. If you've been in business a while, you probably already know that it can get messy. It's not all tidy desks, flat lay photos, and drinking a cappuccino in silk pyjamas. Much to my dismay. Business is hard work. It's hard bits, it's procrastination, it's busting through blocks and limiting beliefs. It is not glossy, it's real. And if you find joy in that, trust me, your business will go far. So, as I alluded to earlier, today we are going to be talking about the first business building block for your business empire, and that's your business plan. Existing business owners, please do not run for the hills and feel like this isn't for you. Today I'm going to be discussing the one business planning tool that I feel can really make your business better, and that is the Business Model Generation by Osterwalder and Pignor. I hope I'm saying that right. The subheading for this book is my real love. It's a handbook for visionaries, game changers, and challengers. How could you not be excited after that? So this is a book. I'm going to pop a link in the blog post notes to take you right to it. You might be thinking, she's just started a business podcast and now she's telling me to buy someone else's book. Yep, yes, I am. I have to start by saying this book will be worth every penny you spend on it. This book was co-created by 470 business model canvas practitioners from 45 different countries. It helps explain the most common business model patterns based on concepts from leading business thinkers. It's going to help you apply that to your business. It is absolutely brilliant at helping you understand your customers, distribution channels, partners, revenue streams, costs, and your core value proposition. I cannot say enough about how amazing this is. It particularly focuses on your customer, which I always think helps us. On numerous occasions, I've had an idea who I'm talking to, but really digging down into who my customer is and linking that with the other key sections of the book has caused some real growth moments. So this book is going to make you step outside your comfort zone and really look at all the aspects of your business in a really relatable and actionable way. Also, with all things business planning, One size does not fit all. So business model generation is the most fluid and movable plan that I have found in my experience. Why is that important? Look, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that business is easy. It's going to be hard. There are going to be a million and one times that you feel like giving up, and that is totally normal. But also, please don't think you're going to plan, launch, and win. That might happen for some people, but in all my experience, it's never happened to me. You need to be movable and fluid. You need to try and fail. You need to test, take notes, and make decisions. And this is the only method I found that is fluid and movable. The business model generation is fluid. It's movable. And you'll be able to relate this to your business, I promise. So the link is here. I hope you check it out. I'm also really awkwardly announcing that I'm going to teach my first online workshop on this exact planning method in a few weeks. So if this has resonated with you, please click the link in the show notes. I'd love to have at least one friendly face there to cheer me on. And I'd love to teach you all I know about this amazing method to help you get your business off to a flying start. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me for this quick tidbit, our first business building block. If you're listening to this podcast episode, I'd love you to subscribe so I show up in your feed. And if you found any of this valuable, please, please leave me a review. It really helps spread the message about what we are doing here. So for now, adios, and I will see you next week.